The Commerce Department reported today that retail sales in November jumped by the most in 8 months. Sales increased by 0.7%. That was better than expected. And this comes after some bleak Black Friday sales reports and concerns about the overall holiday shopping season. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger is with us now with more on this. Hi, Jill.
Good afternoon.
So what's happening here?
Well, I think that there are two things that are happening. First thing is that clearly consumers are feeling a little bit more confident and spending freely. And as you said, that big, broad number of retail sales up more than expected. But I think something that's interesting is if you take out automobile sales, which do tend to distort this report a little bit, sales still were up 0.5%. That's the strongest result since June. And I think that that really does suggest that as the jobs market has improved, as people are feeling a little bit better, they're spending more. The other thing it actually shows is that when we spoke about Black Friday sales weekend being down, remember we talked about it and I said, oh my God, everyone calm down, because the National Retail Federation said they were off 11%. And now it looks like maybe that is a sort of a silly number, because we don't really know what happened before that. These numbers are the real spending numbers, and I feel much more confident about the Commerce Department's numbers than NRF walking up to you or me in a mall and saying, are you going to spend money this weekend?
Well, and this also comes as we've talked about, gas prices have been falling and falling and falling, and oil prices continue to fall. So that'll probably ripple into the next few months. But how much of this has to do with just people saving money on gas?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with it, because number one, they really are saving money, and, you know, down a dollar a gallon since the high point in April. That's a pretty big deal. Goldman Sachs came out with a report that kind of blew my mind. They said, you know, with oil at these levels, it looks like the average American household would have an extra $1,100 annually. That is really a significant amount of money. But I also think it's the opposite of what happens when gas prices rise. You know, when gas prices go up, we all complain. We're so bummed out. And we say, this is the worst thing in the world. And then someone like me comes on the air and says, okay, but like, let's not really, it's temporary. It might not mean that much. Just hang in there. Well, it's having actually a positive boost in the other way. I don't want to say get used to it, because I think these are also temporary levels. They may be with us for a few months. But honest to goodness, it is a positive feeling that every time you fill up your tank, you're spending less money, and it does influence your behavior.
And put this in the broader context for us, especially as we continue to emerge from the Great Recession. How does this compare to other years in terms of retail sales?
Well, you know, it's okay. It's, you know, it's not a scorcher or a scorcha. You know, it's decent. Sales up 5.1% over the last 12 months. That's a good pace. It's not a great pace. What I think it does tell you, though, is you look at this year, it's sort of such a, you know, as we come to the end of the year, it's funny to look back and we say, wow, that first quarter was horrible. Remember, the economy actually contracted, you know, and it was freezing cold and nobody was doing anything. And it was like the end of the world is coming. We're in the Arctic tundra. But then we came back pretty strong in the second quarter, third quarter growth better than expected. And along the way, job creation has really improved, so much so that this year, 2014, is on pace to become the best year for job creation since 1999. You put that together, and the cherry on top being lower gas prices, I think it does give us a boost. But again, to put it in perspective, most economists that I'm speaking to, they say, hey, we're going to get growth of maybe 2.5 to 3% over the next couple of years. That's okay. That's not awesome. It's good. And if you look at the post-World War II average, it's 3.3% annual expansion. So I'd love to get back into the threes again. We're not there yet.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS business analyst, talking to us about today's report on retail sales and what it means for the economy. Jill, thanks as always.
Great to be with you.